Now, did any of you get involved with NOAA or the National Marine Sanctuaries? As far as you knew, you've already said that you knew that something was happening with getting a designation. Were any of you involved in that, whether it be going to hearings?
I don't think I was.
No. We knew Bob was involved in the designation. And when it went up for nomination, I guess it went out for public input. And I think I received a letter from Bob saying, this is where is that public input. And I said to myself, what an opportunity to express my needs for the Cordell Bank become a sanctuary. And I had the opportunity to write the letter to NOAA. And I thought it might carry a little bit more weight being a person who has been there and and I can describe it to them. So I said, yes, make it a sanctuary. Use the larger boundary limits. And that letter is online. I went back and read it. I saw your letter, Sue. I saw Sue Densmore's letter. There were a few people from the expeditions that sent in their thoughts. And that gave me kind of a nice, warm, fuzzy feelings that I can give firsthand input. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Did you know at the time what becoming a National Marine Sanctuary meant?
I didn't give it much thought at the time. You know, I was so consumed with this project at hand. But as the designation progressed through and to the point where it was designated, I finally realized the importance of Cordell Bank becoming a marine sanctuary. It is now protected, and it most likely will be a marine sanctuary forever.